your mind out of the funk. Giddy your body off of that junk. Giddy your spirit up in the air. Giddy your life out of that chair. G-I-D-D-Y-Y-O, dark chocolate made in Ontario.
Yo, giddy, yo, dark chocolate. No lies, no delusions, no deception. This dark chocolate your body will love, yo.
Warning, warning, warning.
Profound shifts may occur with long-term generous consumption of giddy, yo, dark chocolate. Accept no substitute. This is real food, not candy.
Giddyyo.com.
Howling, howling, oh my darling.
All right, well, it's time for Live on the Drew Marshall Show, devoted solely to the art of music. This week's recording artist, Jack DeKaiser. Guitarist, singer, songwriter Jack DeKaiser plays the blues worldwide, from Alert Arctic Circle to Puerto Escondido, Mexico, from Athens, Greece to Holmby Island, B.C. Man, in other words, he's been everywhere, man, he's been everywhere. Dude, what a pleasure to have you here in the studio.
Pleasure's all mine.
No, you don't know that yet. You don't know that. First time I saw you, I was... Where the heck was I, man? Do people always do that? Jack, first time I saw you was... Hey, do people do that all the... Because you've been around long enough for people to be telling these stories. Back when I was...
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, I saw you like 30 years ago.
And yeah.
You know, like, what took so long to come back?
30 years ago. What did you want to be when you were a kid? Hey?
I wanted to be a musician. I wanted to be a guitar player.
Your whole life.
Yeah.
That's the same story as Randy Bachman. He was on a few weeks ago, and you know the story that he has is people would ask him that question, and if you weren't a musician, what would you be? You know, if you weren't successful as a musician, what would you be? And he'd say, I'd be an unsuccessful musician.
Right.
That's it. Where were you born and raised?
I was born in London, England, and the big star of the day was Cliff Richard and the Shadows were a musical a guitar backup band, and that's where I got the bug right there.
Really? Yeah. First time you're on stage that you just, like, you totally remember?
We used to play at, like, church halls when we were, like, 12, 13. I was playing some Jimi Hendrix stuff.
And, really?
Yeah.
In church halls, that's great.
Yeah.
That's good. When did you move over here?
64.
Okay. Did you find, what was the initial difference you noticed between the Canadian music scene and the UK scene?
I didn't really start playing the guitar until, I got a guitar when I was about 5 or 6, but the guitar was way too big for me, and so my parents didn't know anything about music. I was adopted, and I didn't really... So I just sat at the foot of my bed, really. So I didn't really get a guitar till we moved to Hamilton in '64.
Right.
And but the difference in the music scene, I think it's probably the same pop music, Beatles.
But Hamilton, man, I mean, that's a steel town, right? There's a lot of guitar coming out of that town. It's not exactly the futuristic European vibe.
Back in those days, not everybody was a guitar player, Drew. There were only a few of us.
Really? Now everybody thinks they can play, huh?
Everybody.
Everybody.
Everybody's a guitar player.
Yeah, yeah. The adopted thing is an interesting angle, because I'm adopted as well.
Uh-huh.
And I think adopted people are screwed up. That's how I really feel.
Really?
I think, I don't know what it is, man. It's like a yearning, there's something missing. I don't know, I have no idea. But right. A lot of adopted people that I know are into the arts. Have you met many adopted people in your world?
Jeff Healy was a friend of mine. He was adopted.
Had Christy on the show a couple times, his wife. What a lovely girl she is.
Yes, for sure.
Did she remarry? Can we break the news?
I have no idea.
Okay. Let's call her up. Hey, Christy, are you married? She told me that Jeff had the ability to figure out when they were driving by driveways. So the window would be down. Jeff would not be driving.
Yeah, good idea.
And he could tell just by the air pressure when they'd pass a driveway.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
I don't know what you do with that talent.
Can you make any money? What do you do with
paving,
that?
Paving, you can get
in. That driveway needs paving. The weirdest place you've ever played, Jack?
Probably
other than
Alert.
The Drew Marshall Show.
Alert. Well, yeah, we did. We were supposed to go up to Alert Base, the most northerly inhabited place in the world, and play for the troops up there.
Yeah,
and we got Well, you don't really get snowed in. You get blizzarded in because it doesn't really snow much. It's like a desert, but it's cold.
Right.
And, yeah, blizzarded for 5 or 6 days, so we were up there for a week.
Right. I'm just going to ask my social media intern something. Can you look up to see if blizzarded is a real word, please?
it's not.
That's the bestest. Okay, so what about a place you've always wanted, like I don't know, down in Alabama or down in Kentucky or down in blues area, the Bayou, I don't know,
yeah,
Louisville. Do you ever get down into the guts of the blues and all of a sudden you're playing the stuff that's leaking out of your soul and you're in the area that originally came from, kind of thing?
You know what? I haven't actually done that. I know.
I'm sorry to bring that up then.
I just do it wherever I go, Drew. I don't need to go there.
But, you and Ralph Macchio. What's that movie called, Tim?
Crossroads.
Crossroads. That's right.
Crossroads.
Thanks, Tim.
No problem.
Can you be my new co-host? You're a lot quicker than him.
Ah.
Let's do a song, Jack DeGeyser.
I'd love to.
Before you do that, tell me about this Gibson, because that looks like a sweet little number.
It's a Gibson J45. I call it a workhorse. It's what I write most of my songs on, and it's a good basic guitar.
How old is it?
It's not that old. I think maybe 10 years.
Oh, okay. Looks like something you've beat the snot out of.
Yeah, I do that.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Not like Tommy Emmanuel. Seen the soundboard and his Matins?
Yeah.
I mean, he's using drum brushes, right? The metal brushes on the thing.
Oh, so. I know. I will say I beat it like it owes me money.
Thank you. Well done. I like it. All right, what are we doing? What's the song called again?
It's called Music is the Food of Love.
Beautiful. Live on the Drew Marshall Show, the one and only Jack DeGeyser.
Got to play on. Yeah, music is the food of love. People, can we play on? And then you feel so good, you want to play it all night long. We start out soft and mellow, baby, turn your lamp down low. We'll start out soft and easy, baby, turn your lamp down low. You know music's good for your body and it's good for your soul. Give me some low-down blues and some uptown soul. Some real cool jazz and mix it in your bowl. Stir it up, honey, till it's good and hot. Give me every little bit that you got. Turn your lamp down low. We're gonna start out soft and easy, baby. Turn your lamp down low. You know it's good for your body and it's good for your soul. Give me some low down blues and some uptown soul. Some real cool jazz and mix it in your bowl. Stir it up, baby. It's nice and hot. Give me every little bit that you got.
Do you believe the adulation? Some Canadians have a tough time with it. Hey, do you get it? Do you understand what kind of a freak show you really are? Is what I'm asking.
Adulation.
What do you do with
it?
I wouldn't call
it that, but...
Come on. See, this is what I'm talking about. So why don't... I've seen you numerous times, and I've described you this way to other people. Obviously, blues man, obviously a very skilled guitar player. But one of the hardest working guys out there, because you'll do a two-plus hour thing.
Yeah.
Gig. And you don't yammer on between songs or nothing. You just, it's song after song after song after song. How many songs would you typically lay down in a show?
In a show? I don't know. Depends. If it's a concert, probably about 15. If it's like two sets, it'd be like 25. If it's in a nightclub, maybe like 40.
Yeah. 40?
Yeah.
Dude, that's insane, man. What's the first song you ever learned to cover? Hey? Now, you know who taught me the lyrics to this song? Mr. Clarence Fountain. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like Tim. You see? And he just died, what was it, 2 weeks ago?
The Blind Boys.
Yeah. Clarence Fountain. What a great guy he is. Anyway, sorry, that's not actually the lyrics of that song. The first song you wrote. This is like Tiny Talent Time, all these kind of biography
first
questions
song,
here.
Oh, probably the first song I wrote was... Well, everybody said I'm a lucky one since I found you. Well, everybody said I'm a lucky one since I found you. I got a rabbit's foot, a four-leaf clover, a baby. I tell you over and over that I am the lucky one with you.
When was the last time you played that?
Just now. it's been a while. I haven't played it in a little
That's
while.
That's crazy how you pull that stuff out like that. 73 Juno Awards. How many is it now?
Close to that. Yeah, minus 71.
So carry the six. Two. Okay. Is it a privilege just to be nominated, or do you want to win that sucker?
It's a privilege to be nominated,
whatever.
Of course, but you do want to win it.
Who did you beat in the first time you won it? Who were the other schmoes?
Oh, jeez.
Hey, who was it?
I can't say that.
No, I'll say the schmo, but who was in the cat, or who were you up against? Do you remember?
I don't remember, actually. No.
Okay, that's easy get out. Easy get out. One person you want to see before you die, or they die. One artist you really want to see.
Okay. What about,
by the way,
Paul McCartney?
No wrong answer here. Paul McCartney. Do you think he still has it? His chops?
It's amazing.
Yeah?
He just put out a thing on
just released
Carpool
two?
Karaoke that yesterday. It's like phenomenal. He's 76 years old and he's made a new album.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, he's an amazing person.
Stevie Ray Vaughan was someone that I really looked up to and dug a lot. As a matter of fact, I used to steal the family hearse. Yes, think that one through. I grew up in a funeral home. You would steal the hearse before I had my driver's license, and I would drive down Yonge Street and then come back on Yonge Street. Didn't have to make any turns, so I never got lost. And I had Stevie Ray Vaughan cranked out of the hearse. It was a moment I'll always remember. Ever see him live?
I know. Austin City Limits.
Oh, dude. That was so good. So good. How do you compare and contrast him and Hendrix?
I wouldn't really compare them. I mean, I don't think you can compare them. I think Jimi Hendrix is just, to me, was like the pinnacle of guitar playing, of songwriting, singing, He was an innovator in a lot of ways. Stevie Ray Vaughan is a brilliant blues guitar player, but I don't think he's in the same category.
Right, right.
Sorry.
My sensitivities. My little
napkins, please.
Again with the napkins? Can we get another number out of you, Jack?
Yeah, can I unplug this thing? Or will
certainly. Here we go. We are, and we're not even using that board anyway, so just throw it on the ground. Yeah, that makes everything easy that way. Jack DeKaiser, I want to continue reading his bio a little bit just while he gets set up, because his bio is fairly interesting. Some people's bios are not. One of Canada's most awarded and in-demand live performers and session guitarists. He's released 10, is it 10 CDs? Is it more? Do you need to update your bio?
Yeah, that one is okay. One CD short of a...
Okay. How many DVDs? One DVD?
One DVD, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that wasn't a big seller.
Comatose in Austin City Limits? Yes. He's also played on hundreds of recordings of live sessions with artists ranging from Etta James. Really?
Live session.
Really?
Yeah.
I hate you. Ronnie Hawkins. Yeah. Bo Diddley.
Yeah.
Blue Rodeo.
Yeah.
I didn't realize you were this big. Like, I just liked you. I didn't know you were a big deal. Right? Where was it we were yammering?
Most people don't.
No. We were at Hugh's Room when we first started chatting. What was that? Or that was their anniversary night.
It was their first
year. First year anniversary of reopening Hugh's Room Live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great fun.
I'm glad they're doing it. You know, I'm glad they're making a go of it there. Good for them. Yeah.
Cool venue.
All right, tell me about this axe.
This is called a... what is it called? I got to see.
You don't have to wear glasses?
A Blues King.
A Blues King.
That's what they call it.
Wow.
It's like an L4,
okay.
I think. And it's sort of like the guitar that Robert Johnson would have played back in the day, except his was probably...
Older,
yeah.
That was profound.
More wrapped up.
What's this number you're going to do, Mr. DeKaiser?
This is a tune from my latest CD, and it is a Robert Johnson song, and it's called Come in My Kitchen. You better come on in my kitchen, because it's going to be raining outdoors. The woman I love took up my best friend. Some joker got lucky, stole her back again. You better come on in my kitchen, because it's going to be raining outdoors. I know she's gone, she ain't coming back. Took her last nickel from a nation sad. You better come on in my kitchen, because it's going to be raining outdoors. Come on in my kitchen, because it's going to be raining outdoors. When a woman gets in trouble, everybody puts her down. Looking for a good friend, none can be found. You better come on in my kitchen, because it's going to be raining outdoors. Mm-hmm. You better come on in my kitchen, because it's going to be raining outdoors.
Seriously, there are very few white guys that can pull off a good Robert Johnson. Oh. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Well done, man. You know who's a big Robert Johnson fan is Strombo, George Strombolopoulos.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Huge, wow. Huge. I think he did. He went down to visit his gravesite, and I don't know, he did some kind of Robert Johnson tour, if there is such a thing. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Jack DeKaiser. He's on the Drew Marshall Show, and it's hot in here. Live performance, as a live performer, you sweat a lot.
Thank you. I do it just for you.
Thank you. No, dude, you work so hard. You really are consummate professional.
The blues guys, I worked with, like, I come from the old school, Ronnie Hawkins, and we play, like, you know, 3-4 shows a night, and we do a matinee on Saturday and then play Sunday. And I'd see some of these guys that I work with from Chicago. And Willie Big Eye Smith, the drummer, used to play with Muddy Waters. He would drive up here from Chicago. And he'd get to town around 4, or have something to eat, play a show that night. Then he'd drive to Kingston and play a show. Then he'd drive to Stratford and play a show there. And then he'd hop in his car after the gig and drive back to Chicago. And that was his weekend. And the cat was like 72 years old, you know. Like, and he did all the driving. And he was the drummer. And I remember the one of the first shows I did with him, we played like an 80-minute set. And I looked at him and went, you know, should we take a little break? And he goes, well, let's do one more. And then we did 2 more songs. And then that was like a 90-minute show. And then
it's crazy.
And then like 15 minutes later, he said, okay, let's get back up.
That's ridiculous. Who are, like, I know of maybe 2 or 3 bands that people know today as pop bands, or, you know, they're popular. They're not into the blues category, but they were actually blues bands at the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
So Steve Miller Band.
Right.
Right? There's an example of one. Fleetwood Mac, another example of one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, really, the Rolling Stones.
For sure.
Right?
Yeah. Rolling Stones.
Who else?
Animals. They were like that. They did quite a few blues tunes.
Yeah, yeah.
It was pretty popular, you know, in the 60s. Blues was omnipresent. It was in, on the radio, you know, you in the influence of those bands.
Sure, sure. By the way, Ronnie Hawkins, dead or alive? He's still alive, isn't he?
Ronnie, yeah, he just turned 82, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you guys hang still?
Not too much, no.
No. Did he hurt your feelings? Did you guys go to counseling? Are you like Ronnie? The Eagles?
No, none of the above.
There's a guy I know over in Ireland. I don't know him that well, but he's since passed. He used to play with Ronnie.
Oh, yeah.
Jerry Anderson is his name. He's a bass player. And did a radio bit over there. Funny guy. He had a co-host he used to pick on a lot.
Oh, right.
Sound familiar?
Yes.
Thank you. Here's the website, Jack DeKaiser, and everyone wants to know how to spell his last name. D-E, duh, Kaiser, K-E-Y-Z-E-R, jackdekaiser.com. Jack, I was going to list the upcoming gigs for people to, you know, go and see.
Right.
There's not, I don't have enough paper.
Well.
Dude, you're like everywhere still. Like, how many gigs a year would you play?
This year, I'd probably do about 150, 160.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Can you loan me some scratch? It's
a little something. Yeah. What kind of interest rate?
Yeah, that's exactly it. When it comes to the blues, are there certain people that really shouldn't sing it? I hearken back to that Ralph Macchio scene. You know, he really can't do it until his girlfriend breaks up with him, you know, takes off running. Hey, is there something to it? You just shouldn't do the blues unless you've lived a little bit of something, something. What do you think?
I think anybody can sing the blues. I mean, it's fine. You know, you could, not everybody can make a living at it, but anybody can sing the blues if they want.
Yeah. Top three influences.
I would say Robert Johnson is one.
Yeah.
Eric Clapton, Jimi Hendrix.
Right. Right. I watched Johnny Lang open for Buddy Guy one time at Southside Shuffle.
Cool.
I think that's where it was.
Yeah.
Anyway, no, let me just change that story and put some facts into it. It was a Casino-rama. Oh. Very close. Anyway, Johnny Lang, freak show, right? Just an absolutely amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
I think quite highly of him.
Oh, yeah.
Buddy Guy came out, and he is a dirty old man.
Yeah. Yeah, the Chicago blues. And then when they go down and do the Chitlin' circuit, They're like X-rated.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, he's probably not as dirty as a lot of them.
Really?
For sure.
Well, I want to tell you one more story about me going down to see Muddy Waters when I was a kid.
Cool.
But I'd like to squeeze another song out of you.
All right.
Do you think we could do that?
I'd like to do a song I wrote called Soul Lover.
Ooh. I'd like to hear this song live on the Drew Marshall Show, the one and only Jack DeCutt.
Together, you are the one for me, baby. No, it's true. I used to spend all my time alone waiting for somebody to come along like you. Girl, you know it's true. Since I found you, my life has changed. How much I love you, let me count the ways you're mine. Soul love, soul partner. We've got something, baby, we've discovered. So good, there'll never be another in the whole world like my soul. Soul love. I have my share of the single life. I was hanging around the town, baby, every night. I know there ain't nothing compared to you. One night stand, two time lovers, three time losers, a fortune hunters. Believe me, baby, they're gonna give you the blues. Up when I'm with you, you're my soul love, soul partner. We've got something, baby, we've discovered it. So good, there'll never be another in the whole world like my soul love, soul love.
Song makes your roof leak. It's just something, boy.
Thank you, man.
Let me get some gigs out here. I want to read them.
I like that description.
Hamilton, Mississippi, Queens Private Soul. Oh, that's in the past. Where are we here? June 23rd. Oh, tonight, Sioux Fest? Sioux Fest, Knights of Columbus, Hall, Brantford. I don't even know what all that means. Anyway, you're playing in Brantford tonight. Is that right? Did I get that right? Yeah, June 23rd, Brantford. Okay, and then June 27th in Alberta, the Blues Barn. Yeah. June 28th, Ironwood Stage and Grill, Calgary. Let me just go with the areas, and then you'll figure out where that's at. Go to the website. June 29th, Alberta. Where are you? Hold on, I can do this. Whitby, Etobicoke, Mont-Tremblant, somewhere else in Quebec. Omaha. One of these things is not like the other. And then Porky's Junction?
Porquis.
Oh, Porquis. isn't that filmed in Toronto?
Yeah, yeah, something like that.
Huntsville, Rockport, Port Perry Rib Fest. I have an experience in Port Perry I'd like to share with you.
Very
I was in the movie Welcome to Mooseport with Gene Hackman and Ray Romano.
Awesome.
I was a moose wrangler. That's all I got.
I don't blame you.
It was a horrible movie. Really was.
I'd like to see moose wrangling.
No.
I'd pay good money to see that.
Pickering, Brantford, Woodstock, Kitchener, Calabogie?
Calabogie.
Oh, Calabogie. Where's that?
It is near Pembroke.
Pembroke. Okay. Don't you know? Oh, and then here you are in the Grimsby in Mississauga and Peterborough. Mississauga. Oh, it's a private party. Sorry, we can't go. I got all excited about Mississauga. Can't go. Who's the coolest person that's come up to you? You know, some celeb or you were a little gobsmacked. Somebody came up to you and went, I just want to thank you for your music tonight, sir. Yeah. Who was
Bob Dylan came to see us play one
Shut
time.
Shut up.
Yeah, I was playing. I had a house residency at a club called the Hotel Isabella from about 85 till about 90.
Where's that?
It was on Sherbourne Street and Isabella Street in Toronto.
Okay.
And, Bob Dylan came to the – he was in town shooting some movie called Hearts of Fire or something like that.
Okay.
And the doorman came. He went – Bob Dylan just walked upstairs and went like, no way. So we got up and started playing.
Hold on. You knew he was there before you got on stage?
Yeah, yeah.
Did that screw you with your head
at
all?
Oh, yeah. I was such a huge Bob Dylan fan.
Sure.
I mean, I loved that guy.
Yeah.
And, the first song, I think a bass string broke, the head on the kick drum broke, which was like highly unusual, and then a light came crashing down. I thought, Bob Dylan's here.
That's ridiculous. I felt the same way when this show started today. Jack the Kaiser's here.
Sure. I don't believe it.
No, I did. No, seriously, it always happens whenever we have a big deal here. I want to get to the alliteration in that last song, the One Night Stand.
Yeah.
The two.
Time Lover.
The three.
Time Loser.
And the four.
Tune Hunter.
Dude! I love that!
Thank you.
Do you write with other people or do you hog it all to yourself?
I have written with other people, but yeah, generally I seem to do it myself. I was an only child, so I'm kind of tempted.
Hold on, you were adopted and an only child. You really are a freak in so many beautiful ways. Yeah. Yeah. If you're someone close to you in your life accidentally ran over your hands, what would you do? Yeah, I know. Nobody asked that question.
No, I know. It's a weird one.
No, what would you do? What's your backup plan, man?
I'd ask them to run over the rest of me.
Yeah.
That is the best answer I've ever heard.
What, do you ask that question every week? That's weird.
That
dude.
Is
that's just
funny.
Damn weird, man.
Dude, that was hilarious. You got to fit that into a song, man.
Okay, yeah, I won't.
No. Okay, yeah, I won't. Yeah, that's not going to happen. I want people to go to your gigs, so we told them about where you're playing. I want people to buy your music, so we got to tell them about your website, jackdekeyzer.com, DEKEYZER. But I'm assuming you can go on the iTunes.
iTunes has it? Yes, they do.
And you can go on the other places.
The streamers,
all that stuff.
Beamers.
Yeah. This is a guy you want to follow because, honestly, from a live performance point of view, I get bored so easily, man. And there's not very many people that keep my attention span very, very long. And you just – you really – oh, who's your bass player? He plays with Ken Whiteley sometimes. That tall, lanky dude. Who is that?
Alan Duffy. Yeah, he's been with me for about 17 years.
He is an interesting fellow to have on the stage. He's got great stage presence. I mean, he gets lost.
Yeah.
It's like watching the guy. Remember the guy from, what was it? Hold on, I can do this. It's a blues band out of Hamilton. And the lead singer was no longer, he's doing his own thing. He's won Junos.
Tom something or other?
No. Come on, Marshall. I'm at the age now where coming up with pronouns is like passing a kidney stone.
Nurse.
Gord, you and I went to see them. Oh. Remember that band we went and saw on Queen Street? Randomly? Come on. Paul is his name. Blues guy, plays harp. Looks like he's stoned when he's singing. Probably is.
Oh,
No.
Paul Reddick?
Paul Reddick, thank you.
He's from Toronto, I think.
Right, but the group he was in were sort of Hamilton-based back in the day, right?
All
right,
yep.
Anyway, why the heck did I bring
Oh, the Sidemen.
The Sidemen, right. Did you ever see them when they were playing?
Yep. For sure.
They did a little reunion thing back at the Dakota a couple of years ago, and cool. That went off. It was a great, great evening.
Yeah.
Great evening.
Paul's fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, he's a genuine, bona fide harp player, you know? There aren't too many guys that can do it the way he does.
True.
I remember one of the first times I saw Jack, it was at the closing party at the Orangeville Jazz and Blues Fest, or the Blues and Jazz Fest, or the Jews and Blaz Fest. I'm not sure how it all works out. And you played in a little club called TJ's. And everyone was, it was just, you know, come on, a closing party. You're half exhausted. You're half hammered. You're half in the and it just went off so well. But it was hot in there again.
Yeah.
And you're always dressed quite nicely. It's a very classy thing. Yeah. Are you guys all settled with whatever was happening there?
We got it going on.
I got very nervous.
The world's most okayest guitar player fixed
you know,
everything.
You know. Is there... It's one of these obscure, bizarre questions, but how would you describe the blues? You're on a plane beside somebody who asks you that question, and before you fake that you're sleeping, how do you describe the blues to somebody, right? How do you describe it?
I'd say it's a musical form that has generally 12 bars, 3 chords, and the first verse or the repeats twice, and then you answer that with a third verse.
Run over me now.
So you wouldn't get all esoteric about it. You're a machine. You're a technical giant. Hey, you don't get into the deep stuff. Hey, we don't want no stinking deep stuff.
You can't talk about that stuff, Drew. You have to do it.
Yeah. Oh. Did you get that, kids?
Mic drop.
I want all the kids in the room to listen to the wise elder statesman here. You can't do it. You have to live it or play it or do it or perform. I don't know what you said.
Yeah. I did, yeah.
Okay. The finest blues guitarist in Canada, says Jeff Healy. What do you miss about Jeff?
Wow. He was like, he's such a generous person, you know, and an immense talent of music. You know, I mean, everything he did, like, he was such a great guitar player, such a great singer.
He was incredible on the horn, too.
Yeah, and his jazz stuff that he was doing later was fantastic. I mean, he's probably one of the best musicians that ever came out of Canada, I would say.
Yeah, yeah. If Jack DeKaiser was from Chicago, New York, or L.A., he'd be famous. That's kind of a shot, though, but that was back in the day when you weren't famous.
Yeah, well, Bob Dylan said that, so.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. I wish I had a Bob Dylan quote. Tim, can you work on that, please?
Sure.
Get hey, on. Drew Marshall is the best ever.
What the heck was that? You sounded like a cross between Krusty the Clown and Bob Dylan.
Yes, I am, man. That's Drew Marshall's show.
Tim's, sir, doctor? Tim just had a stroke, apparently.
I think he said you're a genius.
Thank you. A much-celebrated musician, Jack DeKaiser, has been nominated for the Juno Blues Album of the Year 5 times, probably more than that, since you haven't updated your bio.
No, I think that is accurate.
That is accurate?
Yeah.
All right. And won the Juno twice in 2003 and 2010. He's won 7 Maple Blues Awards. Man. And came first in the International Songwriting Competition. Where's that?
It's based out of Nashville, and it's... Yeah, it's pretty cool. They have all kinds of celebrity judges, and they have many different categories, and I won first place in blues with a song I wrote called That's the Only Time.
I'm actually a Creepy fan.
Cool.
And so I would like you to do one more song, please.
All right.
Would that be all right?
I would love to, actually.
What song would you be playing for us?
I'd like to do another Robert Johnson song that's on the latest CD.
Ooh, I'd love that. And tell me about this latest CD. It's called
Checkmate, and the idea was that I've recorded in studios and I've recorded at my house, and then this time I thought I wanted to try recording in my home again, and because we moved and we had a nice big basement, and I thought, well, let's just record a bunch of blues favorite cover tunes, and if it comes off, we'll put those in the can, and then I'll record all my new songs. And we were so happy with the way it turned out. It was such a fun session that I said, no, let's just put this out and then we'll put my original stuff on hold. So, and because the majority of the songs are Willie Dixon or from Chess Records, the Chicago blues bass label from the 50s and 60s and maybe early 70s. Mm. I called it Checkmate.
I like it. I like it. Live in the Drew Marshall Show. Again, the one and only Jack DeKaiser.
up this morning, looked around for my shoe. You know by that I got the low down walking boots. Woke up this morning, looked around for my shoe. You know by that I got the low down walking boots. Some people tell me that these old walking blues ain't bad. Worst old feeling I most ever had. Some people tell me that these old walking blues ain't bad. Worst old feeling that I ever had. You know the ocean runs to the river and the river runs to the sea. You know by that these lonesome blues got me. Ocean runs to the river and the river runs to the sea. You know by that those lonesome blues got me. Like days since that woman started a low down way. Minutes felt like hours and the hours felt like days. Since that woman started a low down way. Woke up this morning, looked around for my shoe. You know by that I have these mean old walking blues. Woke up this morning, looked around for my shoe. You know by that I got those mean old walking blues.
Play Jack DeKaiser, buddy, out of the park, man, out of the park. What a pleasure to have you. I would be remiss if I did not share more about my life right now. I went to see Muddy Waters when I was 14, and I snuck in because I looked like I was older, and I took a bus to a subway, to another subway, to a bus, to a streetcar.
Wow.
When I was 14.
That's awesome.
And they played, I can't even remember the name of the club. It was north on Spadina, just before that big Circle Road thing. It's what's it called?
Silver Dollar.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Wow, that's going back.
Yeah. And I remember the harp player came out, and he had one of those holsters on, you know, with all the different harps in them and stuff. And I thought Muddy Waters was the one that blew. But maybe later in life he didn't?
No, he played guitar.
He just guitar. He didn't blow at all. Okay. All right, yeah. But my biggest memory of that is I didn't need to smoke anymore in my life. Because that was back in the day, and everybody smoked in this club, and it was just, oh, man.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah. Well, I wish you the best in this new career of yours, Jack DeKaiser. The latest CD is called Checkmate, and he's going to be performing tonight in Brantford, Ontario. Do we know where again?
At the Knights of Columbus Hall.
Okay, that's
it's,
good.
Proceeds are going to Heart and Stroke Foundation. It's called Sue Fest, and it's a guy put it on for his mother that passed away.
And there we go.
And it started probably in about half an hour. And
right.
We're on at 8.
Okay. All right. So you've got a bit of time. I was going to say you should kind of get going then, maybe, Jack. Yeah. Going to make it.
Yeah, we're late.
All right. So, again, the CD is called Checkmate tonight in Brantford. So many gigs on his website. The website, of course, is jackdekaiser.com. DeKeyzer. Jack DeKaiser, Juno award-winning recording artist. And, again, beautiful. Jack, thank you for your time, man. It's a pleasure to have you.
My pleasure. Thank you, Drew.